It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's not a fun situation to be in, but when you're asked to break some bad news to someone, well, come to us because, that's kind of our job.
You know what? That way you don't have to look bad. We'll look bad for you.
I know. Plus, I don't like to make people cry. It makes me feel really bad inside.
And if we all do it together and we hold hands, it'll all be okay.
Then we'll be all right. Well, this morning we have our girl Stacy on the line. Good morning, love. How are you?
Morning. I'm great. How are you?
Well, we're good. So you're calling in because you have to break some bad news to whom?
I need to break some bad news to my boyfriend, Josh.
Josh.
So what's going on?
we moved in together a few months ago. And before he lived with me, I used to have my friends sleep overnight, you know, just crash on the couch when we've been hanging out too late or whatever. And when he moved in, he didn't want me to do that anymore. So it made things kind of awkward. But the last few weeks, I've been kind of sneaking people in. But he has weird work hours. So after he goes to bed, I have people stay, and then they leave before he has to get up and leave the next day. And I started feeling guilty about it. So I feel like I need to tell him.
So are you talking about like you're having kind of like a party going on at your house when he's not there? Is he just I don't want people in my house?
It's not really a party. It's just, you know, friends hanging out, and then, you know, it gets too late or somebody just doesn't want to leave, so they just crash on the couch.
Okay.
And he knows nothing about this so far, like, at all.
Well, he's kind of getting suspicious. He thinks he's going a little nuts because he keeps noticing weird little things.
Right.
And I just kind of brush it off. And it's so he's feeling really weird and doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what's contributing to me feeling so guilty.
So you're basically just having your female friends stay over and hang out with you. And then he comes home and are they hiding? And then he falls asleep and then they get back up and you guys hang out?
Well, with his weird hours, like we don't spend a lot of time at night together.
Mm-hmm.
So they just come over after he goes to bed.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I think. Okay. Well, all right. So basically you're going to break the bad news that you have your friends come over and hang out at your house when he's not around.
Or asleep.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
All right. Gotcha.
All right. Very good. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, although Josh won't be able to. And then we will eventually chime in and try to help you out. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Breaking bad news.
Hello.
Hey, Josh. What are you doing?
I'm actually in the middle of getting this project together for my boss right now. What's up?
Okay, I promise I won't be long. I have something I have to tell you.
Okay.
You know how when you moved in, you told me you didn't want me having friends staying at the house anymore?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how you've started thinking there's weird things going on that you've noticed, like little things moved and things not there and stuff like that, and you kind of feel a little nuts?
Somebody put the toilet seat down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, on the nights that you're not home or when you come home and go to bed early, the last couple weeks, I've still had some friends coming over and staying, and then they just get up and go before you're up the next day.
Wait, what? You've had people stay in the house without telling me?
Maybe it's a clean
phone. It's not like it's anything weird, you know? It's just me and my girlfriends, but I get lonely and bored, and so they just come and hang out.
When I moved in, that our house wasn't a hotel. We don't need to have your friends staying over all the time because they get wasted and they can't make it home. I mean,
it's not like it's that big a deal, Josh. It's just people hanging out, and sometimes you need to just sleep it off for a little bit.
I got that, but it's you can't just tell me you're going to do one thing and then all of a sudden decide that you're going to do a completely different thing. Because this is our house now. I understand it was your apartment, but now we're contributing equally to the bills and to the rent, and so
All right, let's jump in. Hi, excuse me. Is this Josh?
Hi.
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Josh. Well, my name is Krista. Thank you for asking. This is Shady. We're from Krista in the Morning Rush on 931 Jams in Madison. And your beautiful girlfriend who lives with you, Stacy, asked us to kind of help her out with the situation of telling you the bad news that, yes, she somewhat has been, you know, sneaking girls into your house, which you're probably the only guy that I would ever know that would have a problem with pretty girls hanging out in their house. But
so what's the issue here, man? I mean, you're upset about her having her friends. Why?
But you say she's having her pretty friends hang out.
Yeah,
she has some pretty friends, but they're wasted and they end up crashing on the couch. We've had incidents where they've puked and not made it into the toilet. The last thing I want is to turn our house into a hotel. I mean,
we're
adults. Sure. We're having a relationship. It's our home now, and we made that agreement. You know, I think it's for the best.
Well, Stacy, he has a good point there. Are you like cleaning up these puke stains before he can even notice? Are you like super cleaner, or do your friends help?
I always take care of everything.
Yeah.
It's not like he's having to wake up and step and puke and then clean it up himself. I take care of everything. I make sure everything's clean.
Okay.
You know, I'm not making this his issue.
Well, right.
Other than having people stay over.
I got a suggestion
for
you guys.
Yeah, but it is my issue because it's our house. So it is an issue.
How about once a week?
But
she gets to have.
You can't just expect everything to change just because you moved in. I mean, I was still a person before we got together and before you moved in with me. You can't just expect everything to change.
Okay, hold up one second. I'm not trying to change any of that. You're acting like I'm asking you to change your personality or something. That's not what I'm doing. I love you, and there's a reason I'm with you. But we made an agreement that we weren't going to let your drunk friends crash at our house anymore. And
they can hang out at Shady's.
You've been letting them hang out there.
Fair.
So I'm not cool with that.
Okay.
It's not all right.
It's just been the last couple of weeks, and it's just because you come home and you go to sleep, and I'm sitting there bored by myself.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, go out to the bar, have a drink, and Uber home.
No,
have your drunk friends crash here.
You really want her to do that, though?
Yes, he does.
Oh.
Well, hey, this is obviously, this is going to be some more time that you two need to talk about this. But there does come a time when you do decide when you move in with each other that you are on the same level. Like, this is how we run our home. And obviously, there's some miscommunication here. And if the girls want to go out and party, then I would say then leave it outside of the house. And if you need girls to crash somewhere, Shady has his door open as I speak.
Wide open.
Just there it is. So I think we're going to take this phone call off, but hopefully you guys can figure it out.
We'll figure something out for y'all.
All right. Thanks.
Sure. Mm-hmm.